say, most of the time I don't question God or what he want me to preach. And, you know, I just wait. You know,
amen.
Tell me whatever you want me to say.
Amen.
I wait. And some of the times Pastor started talking to me in Sunday school when we were sitting here, and he started talking about my message. And let me know God wants me to preach what he wants me to preach.
Amen, amen.
The Sunday school lesson was about the apostles preaching all over the area.
Uh-huh.
One thing they had to do, they had to go back to the same place and preach them again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, we always have to be preached to again.
Yes.
You know how we are.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If preachers don't come and preach, we be cutting up.
Our memory is so short, huh?
So they had to go back and preach again to the saints because they were cutting up. You know, they were starting talking about going back and being back in the Jewish belief and everything. They had to go back and they had to preach to them.
Yes.
Like, no, Jesus, you tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
So it's the same thing here, you know, we got to sometimes come back around and preach again.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You forget. Mm-hmm. It's in our heart, but you know how the older you get, you forget.
Amen.
I don't mind saying it.
That's right.
Yeah. The Lord has to remind us, you know, to let us know.
Yes.
If we get too slack and get too easy as I am, we'll forget when the Lord comes.
Amen.
So preacher, you have to come back around and tell you again.
Yeah.
We have to come back around and preach to you again.
Yeah.
Y'all wear the preacher out.
Oh, boy.
You, huh? I know what I'm talking about, that we wore my father out. You just have to preach it again and again and again. We just, you know, we just in the flesh and the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. We need some preachers. So we need some preachers.
Amen.
Amen.
We need some preachers to us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We be wandering around looking all like a zombie, huh? We don't go around. Preachers got to turn around and tell us to wake up.
Wake up.
The main thing they need to preach is about the coming of the law.
Yes.
Amen.
That's the message of the day.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's the message of the coming of the law.
Coming of the law.
I'm gonna send y'all to Matthew. Luke. No, I'm just going to Luke. Preacher had to come back around. I had to preach to myself. Keep me going. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Y'all got Luke?
Amen.
We're close to Luke. I want to give you a scripture. I just want you to hang on to this scripture that I give you.
Okay.
The chapter is going to be the 21st chapter.
Of Luke?
Of Luke. 21st chapter. I'll go ahead and get that. Mm-hmm. I can tell when you got it when the pages stop turning.
Say what chapter?
21st chapter of Luke. Just go to Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got Luke?
Yeah.
Y'all right, Buckhead?
Right.
All right. Now put your hand on the 36th verse.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. 36th verse.
Okay.
36. 36.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Amen.
We're going to read this together, what Jesus told us to do.
Right.
He tells us to what? Walk
ye therefore
and pray
always.
Sometimes.
Always.
That what?
Ye may be accounted
worthy
to escape all these things that shall come. And stand before the Son of Man.
Who is the Son of Man?
Jesus.
Who is Jesus?
God.
Okay, guys, so I got you there. Thank you, Jesus. Watch, huh?
Ye
therefore, and stand around and do nothing.
Pray always.
All right, y'all with me now, huh? Y'all with me. Hallelujah. He told us we're going to escape what? The police?
All things that shall come to pass.
All these things.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got it now. Yeah. I got your attention now. I want you to keep your hand on that scripture. That's the scripture that we want to carry in our heart after Jesus told us to do all these things. You know, he gave us warning. He gave us a hint.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He guaranteed us that he will come.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't tell us what day, but Ted.
Exactly.
He didn't tell us what night.
Yes.
He didn't tell us what time.
Uh-huh.
He just gave us a hint
that he's coming.
I give you clues, huh?
Amen.
A clue when I'm coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, and then at the end, I want you to do what?
Pray.
The feet.
Pray.
I understand you. He told us to do what?
To watch,
therefore,
watch,
and pray always.
And pray. And
pray.
Remember that.
Yeah.
See, that's what we forget. Huh? Say, that's what I forget.
That's what I forget.
Okay, come on, everybody. Say, that's what I forget.
That's what I forget.
I forget to do what?
Pray.
Watch.
Watch and pray.
Now, you got to ask, all right, Jesus, what you want us to watch? Thank you, Jesus. What is he talking about, us to watch? Watching what?
Watch ourselves.
I want you to watch to what?
Watch ourselves.
Watch yourself what?
What?
See, you pass 40. The kids got a handicap. It's okay with them. You pass, what you watching for?
The Son of Man.
I got to work with y'all now, huh?
Yes.
Now, if you want to look up in the sky watching for Jesus, all right, go ahead. But make sure you're stationary. Don't move.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because you're going to get hurt. You know, you don't want that to happen. You want to go before your time.
Amen.
But he tells us to watch and pray.
And pray.
All right.
He ain't telling you to go out there hollering and counting on praying, hollering and praying. Maybe we should go out there and holler prayer. Maybe we get some attention to some people. But he ain't saying, go to your closet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pray within yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God gave us the most easiest prayer anybody can remember.
Amen.
Huh? You know, most of our churches, they get to preaching and praying and preaching and praying. You know, they preach a prayer. Preach a prayer. You get two of them going and just outdo each other. Y'all never seen that?
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah.
You get three of them together and just outdo. I'm praying the loudest. God ain't told us to do that.
Oh boy.
He said pray. You don't have to holler and slap and all on people and get on it. How you don't have to do all that? We can pray a silent prayer.
Amen.
God gave us the most easy prayer there is.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's so easy those kids can remember. What is it?
The Lord's Prayer.
Well, it's not the Lord's Prayer.
Well, it's our prayer.
Why we say that? Why we say it's the Lord's Prayer? It's a prayer that the Lord gave us to do.
Yeah.
He put it for us all the time, but he gave us, they should change that in the Bible. Our prayer.
Yes.
Did you get that?
It's the
prayer that God told us to do.
Yeah.
Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? You can pray this prayer all day long if you want to.
Yeah.
Three times a day.
Anytime.
In your sleep. Yeah. Huh?
Amen.
In your dream.
Amen.
Taking a shower.
Okay.
That's why he had to do that for Ted. Mm-hmm. Jesus had to give us something easy to pray about because he knew we were just going to cut up. Oh, Jesus. You know, 25-minute prayer. Don't y'all get tired of those long 25-minute prayer? Come on now.
Uh-huh.
We can pray in silence.
That's right.
Jesus, what you hollering me for? I can just imagine, and I can see Jesus saying, why are you hollering at me? I can hear you. I hear you. I knew what you were going to say, but before you even asked me, so why hollering?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It turned into a contest.
Yeah.
The one that can play the loudest and the hollers get the keys to the Cadillac. To your car. He said, win the prayer. Say what Jesus said. He said, watch
and
pray.
Pray.
Huh? Just simple prayer. He hears you.
Yeah.
He hears me, he hears you, everybody, everywhere. But we're going to watch for what reason? We're going to find out in a few minutes what's going to happen here.
Okay.
If the preachers would preach the message that would scare people get saved.
Right.
Don't y'all know that?
Yes.
Every time an earthquake happens, people get saved.
Yes.
Every time a big old storm comes or a hurricane comes, people get saved.
Yes.
You don't know how long they're going to stay saved, but they get saved.
Yes.
A war, a bomb, you know, 9/11 happened, and people got saved that year.
They ran into the church.
Because it scared them.
Yep.
So we got to go back to scare people.
All right.
Thank you. This is why Jesus was telling us. He told us right here, and he said, take heed that what?
That ye be
not deceived. The world is being deceived.
Yeah.
I will stand in front of Donald Trump and tell him you are not a Christian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
He's still, got into it with the Pope.
With the Pope.
Yeah. I tell the Pope you are not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all gonna cry to me, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody around you saying I'm a Christian. Huh? Because somebody did what to him?
Deceived them.
You with me to the cab. You with me to the cab. I got to the cab. Listen to me. Huh? To the cab. See with me. The world is so deceived.
Uh-huh.
That's what the word, you ask them, what does the word Christian mean?
Mm-hmm. Christ-like.
They ain't going to say that because they don't know.
Say no.
Somebody just wrote that word out about me. I'm a Christian. Huh? I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You can't be a Christian and a devil. It's the same thing.
They just don't
mix.
Right.
Oil and water.
Right. Preach.
Doesn't mix.
Okay?
All right.
We turn that light off, what's going to happen?
Dark. It's going to be dark.
When we turn that light back on, what's going to happen?
It's going to be light.
They do not mingle.
That's right.
They don't.
They're not friends.
Amen.
Jesus is not a friend with darkness.
Amen.
But I am a Christian. All right.
Step
out the door, hook up your cigarette. Hit the bottle, but on Sunday, come Sunday morning, I'm on Christian.
Uh-huh.
We ain't gonna get up on national TV and just cuss and say the P word and detest and hating the Muslims.
Uh-huh.
They came on, but now he's saying I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Jesus said, take heed that you what?
Be not deceived.
I want y'all to remember this, all right? Listen to this. I'm going to soak this in real good. Be not deceived.
Uh-huh.
You cannot mix light with darkness.
Amen.
Right.
You can't serve two masters.
Amen.
You're going to love one
and hate the
other.
Amen.
Jesus saying, you cannot serve two gods. You're either going to love one God or hate the other. In other words, if you're saying you love me only.
Uh-huh.
You can't say I love you and I love the devil. I like to do what the devil do.
Amen.
I would get off of that. That's another message. Let's go. Let's keep going. Come on down. Take it to you. For many shall come in my what?
Name.
Now don't be mixed up with this now. He says many shall come in my name.
Yeah.
These things must come to pass.
Right.
But you know, some people think that we waiting to see a person to come. I'm Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
I'm Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
I'm Him that come from heaven. See, that's what people are looking for.
Right.
But see, y'all got messed. A lot of people got messed up. See, the movie Passion. Is that right?
Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ. Okay. That movie. What happened in that movie?
There was an actor.
An actor that said he was what?
Portraying to be Jesus Christ.
All right. Be careful now. See how tricky that is. Mm-hmm. It done happened.
Uh huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Many movies don't come out talking about Christ. You just took me saying, that's it? You know, we looking for a man in the flesh, acting. I just came from heaven, and I'm finna heal everybody. Uh-uh. That's not what Jesus said.
All right.
Many shall come in His name saying, I am Him.
I am
mm-hmm.
Christ, yes.
Right. Did that happen?
Yes.
That happened, huh? Why did that happen?
They were deceived.
Deceived? They were deceived?
They were deceived.
That minute shall come in my name.
Well, what you supposed to be doing?
Watching.
Go ye not therefore after them.
A lot of church folks ain't watching these days. They take their eyes off what Jesus said.
Yep.
Let's go on to the next one. Hallelujah. I am Christ. Uh-huh. And what's the other one?
The time draws near.
Do what?
Don't go after
them.
If you hear anybody saying he's Jesus, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A movie, huh?
No.
A play. Watch out. Oh, I'm going to see that. Oh, I'm going to see that. I got to see that. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't be deceived.
Don't do it. That's one of the signs that Jesus told us to watch for.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
If you see it, what we need to do? What do we need to do, Brother Terry? We watching for it. What's the next thing we need to do?
Pray.
You gotta pray what?
Our prayer.
You praying our prayer for what reason? Why are you praying your prayer? So you. Come on now, y'all got me
mad. Right. Huh? So we.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to get out of here.
Amen.
Right.
This is not where I want. I want you to leave me.
Uh-uh.
That's why I'm paying attention to the scriptures here. But when you shall hear of
wars,
and commotion.
Y'all praying? Mm. Now, this is one I know you got.
Yeah.
I know you got this one. If you don't have this one, you need to stay here with me the rest of the day and let me clue you in.
Okay.
That would be wars, what?
And commotion.
Talk to me. Did y'all see that?
Right.
Amen, every day.
Huh? Now, he didn't mean, you know, don't get Jesus wrong. All right? He's talking about the wars.
Right.
He's talking about ISIS.
Right.
He's talking about, you know, all those people over there acting
trouble.
Crazy. There's those people over there is crazy. Right. I don't want to never go over there. I do not want to go to a meeting. I want to go to Jerusalem. I want to see what
the
Jesus said. I want to go with to the new Jerusalem.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want to go over there to Jerusalem.
Because
you go over there, your stuff is not going to come back.
Amen.
The people are crazy.
Yeah.
They trying to get over here.
Amen.
Right.
And somebody said they is here.
No, boy.
When you see the war, you got a war is still going on, Afghanistan war, over there, then what's the other one?
Iraq.
Iraq war, then we got the ISIS people acting silly, we got another group, Taliban's, then we got another group, that's all they live for.
Mm-hmm.
So what did that tell you?
Yeah. Be not terrified.
Watch and pray.
Every saint of God, I mean, we're going to bump into each other. Every saint should be bumping up into each other. Looking up.
Amen.
All right.
Looking. Your mind is focusing on the coming of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Because I want to what, Gloria?
Ooh,
y'all got it now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to stay here, I'm gonna say bye-bye to you when it's time to go.
Amen.
I'm going. What's the next one? Commotion? Be not what?
Be not terrified.
You know the most terrified person that is in the world today? Who's the most terrified folks
in
the world? Sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled people. Wait a minute, let something happen. I'm looking all normal right now, huh? Let something happen. Forget about our job and everything. Stay here.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes the word of the people that's not saved be more common than we do. So you're supposed not to do what?
Don't be terrified.
We're supposed to be the common people. The people in the world gonna need us. They don't want, why y'all so calm? Why you ain't going crazy and stuff, all these bones dropping and stuff? I'm just looking for Jesus.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I had no need to be terrified because God told me not to. Whew, that was an easy one, wasn't it?
Yes.
For these things, what?
Must first come
to pass. But the what?
The end is
not yet. The end is not yet. It ain't here yet. That's just like the beginning. We in the beginning stage.
Right.
Amen.
Of the coming of Christ.
Of the Lord.
Y'all see this?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We there. He started, he got some more to tell us. Then said he unto them, nation shall what?
Rise
against nation.
And kingdom
against kingdom.
You see why we got to preach this again?
Right.
Uh-huh.
If we don't preach this again and again and again,
people forget.
In the flesh.
Yeah. People forget.
Get the acting up and count on, you know, doing stuff we ain't supposed to be doing, huh? Amen.
Amen.
We got this is the saving verses right here.
Uh-huh.
One that keep you safe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever it says.
And great
earthquake
shall be in diverse places.
I don't have to tell you nothing about that one, huh?
Oh yeah. They've been having.
What y'all know?
It's happening.
They've been
earthquakes
in
Turkey, Nevada,
all over the place.
I ain't never in my life heard them have
an earthquake.
In Washington,
Oklahoma.
D.C. Do you hear that?
I know.
Different place. You know why that's happened? Because Jesus said it.
Yeah.
We should be doing path. What?
Watching and praying.
Okay. We're going to be done here in a little bit. All right. The captain, thank you, Jesus, said, in divers places. And what?
And famine.
And what?
And pestilence.
See, we don't see the famine and pestilence. What I'm going to do, church, just give me a real bar steak and a potato. See, we don't see nothing.
All right.
And we got it good, brother. Huh? We got it good. They turned that commercial on with the big eyed babies all skinny and everything. I don't even want to see that, because the reason why I don't want to see it because the person that's talking get on my nerves. They know that if I send them $100, $0.05 gonna get you the kids.
Yeah.
So I turned to that commercial.
Yeah.
What I see with the kids starving and stuff, I can see what Jesus is saying about
famine.
Pestilence. I know that's there, but when they lie and get on TV and talk about, take care of the kids and worry and death calling you on the phone, that I know y'all got some phone calls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You tell them, take me off your list, and they call you again. They tell somebody else to call. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just get on my nerves. See, we don't see that because we can go and get a juicy McDonald's hamburger anytime we want to. A Burger King. Big, giant burger.
Have it your way.
See, we just don't know. Go ahead, lit up when I say giant burger. That's our favorite one. Right. You just don't know how much we haven't made.
Right.
How much we are
blessed.
God is definitely protecting us.
Yes.
But somebody else, they don't know if they're going to eat. They show those kids way over here, but there's other places all over the world. They can't do what we can do.
Uh-huh.
And we just cut up with God. I want you to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, right.
That's
I get off now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And fearful sight. And what?
And great signs.
Great signs.
Shall there be from heaven. That
now, what are you talking about?
Well, that meteorite that came over Russia.
That meteorite?
Yeah.
They ain't tell you about the one that they ain't told you about. You think just the Russian ones hit? There's a lot of them that's been hitting. They've been hitting the earth, but they ain't gonna tell you.
They don't tell you all that they know.
Uh-oh. But they sure tell you.
Amen.
If they tell us, if
we'll,
the church will be flooded today.
Right.
If a meteorite just come down and just hit Mount Katahdin, what's that thing over there? If the church will be full next day, we will have a revival for Ted. A revival for Ted. Because when that meteorite hit that, boom. See, they ain't telling you about the meteorites. See, they ain't telling you about the space junk. Y'all know about that?
Yeah, that stuff's getting falling down.
All that junk they put up there in the sky.
Falling down.
Come down.
Oh,
do you know at any time, a piece of a spaceship could come down and hit you upside your head?
Yeah.
But we don't worry about that. We just walk around.
Meteorite could come hit you too.
Don't think about that stuff at all. You think
guy got killed from a little meteorite?
Special reason because he haven't got hit by a piece of spaceship. You think it's a special reason? Huh?
Jesus is long suffering. He's watching out for us.
Who watching over you?
The Lord.
Y'all should say that loud.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He kept me.
But be for all these things, all these. Come on now. They shall lay their what?
Hands.
And the root and persecute you.
And persecute
you. And deliver you up in the synagogue and in the prison. And where?
Being brought before kings
and where?
Rulers for my name's sake. Okay.
You see how blessed we are?
Yeah.
I can say Jesus anywhere I want to.
Yeah.
Some other countries will probably cut your head off.
This other country, you better not say Jesus.
Yeah. That's right.
We got the radio over here.
Amen.
Yeah.
We can talk about it. We got so many different religions that I'm confused. Come on, man.
I can't keep track of them all.
All kinds of different.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I know Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I know Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They done been put in jail already.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That came to pass.
Yes, it has.
When the apostle was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, they was put in prison.
That's right.
They was beaten.
Yeah.
They was hung, stoned, killed, head chopped off.
Yeah.
That didn't happen way long time, 2,000 years ago. Did y'all get where I'm coming from?
Yeah. Yes.
We supposed to be what?
Watch and pray.
Watching for who?
For Jesus.
For the things that are coming.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. and it shall turn to you
for a testimony.
As a testimony. We're going to preach anyway.
Yes. Amen.
We're going to preach the gospel anyway. They say, Peter, the gospel is not going to be stopped.
Amen.
That's what came to pass. Hallelujah. We are yet talking about Jesus.
Yes.
We are yet talking about how you could become a Christian.
Yes.
We are yet preaching the truth about God himself.
Yes.
And it said, what it said?
Settle it therefore in your heart.
In your heart,
Not to meditate
before
you should answer. Do what?
Don't talk to me.
don't ruminate on it. Let God.
We got to read this one now, okay? Settle it therefore in your heart. Not
to meditate before what you shall answer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't think about it.
You know what Jesus tells us to do right there? Be quiet,
yes.
That's hard.
Let God
take
over.
That is so hard.
Be mild.
Yeah.
Be settled, in your heart with
who?
Jesus. Don't worry about all this stuff. God knows everything about us.
Amen.
Before we even think of what we're going to think of or what we're going to say, God already knows.
Already knows.
But stay off the phone. I'm going to leave that one alone, all right? For I will give you
a mouth and wisdom.
Which what?
All your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Don't argue with nobody about Jesus. Uh-huh. It's best to just be quiet. If a person is setting their heart the way they want to believe and what they want to do and they want to mix up and everything, I was reading the book, and I picked this book up. I found these books, And in this book, it said that when Jesus was here on earth, I got this book at home now. I think I picked that book up. And it said that while Jesus was here, his parents were in heaven praying for him.
What? Oh, no. Okay. That is so mixed up.
Okay.
Where on earth did they get that?
Now, you know that is on. I come back on that one. Y'all want that to get that one.
That is nuts. That is nutty.
His parents is in heaven praying for him.
Oh, that's not in the Bible.
I kept that book because I want to read that book.
That is crazy.
You see how the words just be so just. If you run into somebody that's going to be hard and what they believe, just leave them alone. Leave them alone. God will give you what to say.
Amen.
Yes.
In these days and time, he'll give you what to say.
That's right.
Just wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Be quiet.
Okay.
And he shall be betrayed both well
by parents and brothers.
Some of you, they shall cause to be put to death.
When I got saved, I didn't know none of the people I hung out with. When I got saved, everything just changed. Huh? It just changed. Give the chance. It just say, who's going to betray you? He went all the way.
Brethren and kinfolk and friends. The ones you think you could depend on.
Thank you.
Boy, look at that.
I don't have to tell y'all about all that. He shall be hated, what? All men. For what?
For my name's sake.
What you supposed to do, back down?
No.
Everybody's saying they know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going, but Jesus said, on that day come, people going to say, oh, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. And what Jesus is going to say to them?
From me.
Therefore, they didn't know Jesus.
All right.
Ooh, this message is good. What's the next one?
But there shall not a hair of your head perish.
Did y'all hear me?
Amen.
Not a hair on your head for standing up for who?
Jesus.
And doing what?
The right
side of things. You stand up for Jesus and you're doing what?
Living for him.
Living for him.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, man. Because I'm watching.
Watching and praying.
And I'm praying.
Yes.
That on this day that Jesus comes,
yes.
That he don't do what? Come on now. Y'all can talk to him. This is a church. You can talk back to him.
All right.
It's not the kind of church you got to sit there and listen and count on and say amen. You can say amen in this church.
All right.
Amen. You can say hallelujah.
Thank
all
you, right. Jesus.
You can say preach, preacher.
Amen. All right.
Pump me up.
Come on. Tell us.
Thank you, Jesus. It's all right. We're not going to bite you here.
Amen.
It's freedom. We believe in freedom.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. This is church.
Right on.
All right.
We believe in that.
Yes.
You can praise the Lord anytime you want. You want to feel like hollering out? Holler out, Jesus.
Yes.
All right. All right.
I can join you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What's the next one?
In your patience possess ye your soul.
In your patience possess ye your soul. Mm-hmm. Be patient.
That's
for
right.
What?
And when ye shall see Jerusalem.
I'm talking about be patient for what?
For Jesus.
Watch and pray.
Yes. Yeah, watch and pray. You got to be patient. If we don't be patient, we'll give up.
That's right.
I'm tired of waiting.
Oh.
Focus on making it with Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
The early church did that. When Jesus left, they thought he was coming right back.
Right back.
They were waiting on him. That's why the apostles had to go back and preach to him again.
Yeah.
Like someone went back.
Yeah.
They went back to Judaism, you know, a bin of Jews.
Oh,
came on, he had to go back and preach to him again. So they thought Jesus ain't been a year yet. They thought Jesus was coming back.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't coming back because he wants them to take us.
Amen.
Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
He knew me way back then.
Amen.
So he knew he wanted to give me a chance. I'm talking about me.
What about you?
Come on.
All right.
Woo. I thought I was by myself right there. Y'all just didn't know how much fun you could have in the Word of God, huh? You might as well say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all like James Brown said.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's wonderful. Now you can say it to the Carol and win.
And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies,
uh-huh,
then know that the desolation thereof is nigh.
Did that happen yet to the Carol?
Yeah, they've been having armies coming after them all
they
the time.
They surround them?
All the time. Syria,
they
got,
they have to have
Egypt.
Missiles.
Amen.
Yeah.
They have to have it. Because there's so many people in the Middle East that want to kill the Jerusalem or Israel. They would like to blow them off the face of the earth. Uh-huh. Amen.
That's right.
This is happening today.
Yes, it is.
It's happening because of what?
We're in the end time.
Come in, go watch.
Come on, Susanna, call it. Call it. We're watching.
We're
not going to be afraid that they surround Jerusalem and want to go up for Israel and stuff. It's the time of the what?
Of the end time.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you see why we have to preach this?
Amen.
Y'all doing pretty good, though. You ain't working me too hard. It's the sign of the time of what?
Of the coming of the Lord.
Of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is not going to leave us down here.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
See, if he wanted us to be clueless, he wouldn't have gave us no clues.
Amen.
Right? I'm going to tell you, I'm coming next week at 10 o'clock. See, he didn't tell you that. That's his secret and his secret alone.
Thank you,
Jesus. But I'm going to give you clues. You know, somebody do a treasure hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Have you been on a treasure hunt?
Yeah.
Find the high stuff, but they get clues. You're getting closer. You always go on that rock down there and go to the left. Go down there and pick that rock up. Go to the right, pick that rock up.
X marks
us. That's what Jesus gave us.
Uh-huh.
He tells us to look in his word and read it.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
If you read the word of God, what we read now, you will be calm, collect, and cool.
Amen.
Because you know what's about to happen.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Jesus is going to bust out of the sky.
Yes.
In the clouds.
Yes.
And he's going to shout.
Yes.
Going to catch everybody off guard.
All right.
They're going to catch me off guard because I'm looking for him. Come
Amen.
On, sit down.
Yes.
Thank
watching
you.
And praying.
Everybody. Dead in the ground. Huh?
Rise first.
The dead folks in the ground. The saints in the ground is going to know it first.
They're going to wake up first.
When they get up, we that's alive going to know it. And then all the dead souls that's in the ground gonna know it.
Yes.
They're gonna know.
Yes.
The Bible says every knee.
Every knee.
Shall bow.
Shall bow.
And we know that the dead souls is down there because Jesus went down there and he preached to them for 3 days.
Yes, he did.
And all of those that didn't accept the message that Jesus went down in there and preached to them, they gonna know when Jesus comes. Everybody's
right.
Gonna say, you know, when people said Jesus was God, they said he was coming, son.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's gonna be on their tongue.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna bow down to Jesus.
Yes.
Right.
One God.
Amen.
Not no two or three guys or mama and papa up there coming with Jesus. Huh?
One God.
My mama and my father gonna come with me.
All right.
This is what people are preaching.
Oh boy.
You got me?
Yeah. Amen.
So what y'all doing?
Watching and praying.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
I'm almost finished. I'm going to let y'all out. Thank you, Jesus. I want to stay too bad. Come on.
Then let them which are in Judea,
Judea.
Flee to the mountains.
Flee to the mountains.
And let them which are in the midst of it
depart
out.
And
let not them that are in the country enter therein too.
Amen. And what?
For these be the days of vengeance.
Vengeance, come on.
That all things which are written may be fulfilled.
Did you hear that?
Oh,
it
boy.
Be fulfilled. But woe unto them, what?
That are with child, and to them that
days.
Get suck in those days.
Yes.
For there shall be great distress in the land.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm. And wrath upon this people. Oh, boy.
Who gonna panic? When all these things start out, who's going to panic?
Unsaved.
Huh?
Unsaved.
Unsaved? You're going to see some things.
Like a child.
I'm going to try to be calm.
Okay.
When these things start, because it's happening now.
Perfect. We have good signs
being to us.
Yeah.
It's happening now.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Thank you, Jesus. But if Donald Trump get in there,
red alert. Red alert.
He's talking about not letting what those people?
The Muslims.
Muslims in here.
The Mexicans put up a wall.
Keep them from coming in, kicking the one that's out. And then the next janitor is going to give me. The next thing is, they send all the black folks back to Africa.
Really?
Right now.
You think so?
If he can stop the Mexicans.
Oh, boy.
Everybody does not like
he ain't sending me back to no Africa because I ain't never been there.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
I get mad when people here was born here talking about African American. And Gloria get on me. She said, you African, you descended from Africa. I am Mary Khan. I have never been to Africa, and I ain't going. I'm American.
I hear you. Yeah.
You want to call me a black American? Okay, I'm a black American. American. Don't use the N-word. I got them all.
American.
Don't use the name of Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
You know what's coming.
Y'all pray.
Amen.
Yeah.
Watch and pray.
Amen. Watch and pray.
You know, the politicians, when they get up there and face up, they ain't going to do nothing.
Nothing.
All that stuff. They ain't going to do nothing. But we'll be careful. Yeah. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. And shall be what? Led away
captive
into
all nations.
And
Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles.
Until
the time the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Ain't nothing going to happen until the Gentiles dispensation be fulfilled.
Okay.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Yes. We are Gentiles. You can call me a Gentile. I'm a Gentile.
Right.
I'm a sanctified holy Gentile.
Right.
In Jesus' name, Gentile.
Right.
Whatever. I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Hindu. I was born, I say, a black American. Born in Martinez, California. Amen. Take it to raise and rich.
All right.
That's right. I'm from Africa. I'm not from Africa.
Never been there.
Oh, boy.
We ain't from Africa.
I'm from here, which is the best country. This is the best country in the entire world.
Yes.
World.
Amen. I don't know why my son wants to go live in Canada.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. And there should be signs in the sun and in the moon
and
in the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from the where?
Earth.
And then what?
With perplexity.
The sea and the waves. Trust me, Jesus is not going to leave us down here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Men's hearts,
what?
Fear.
Have
an heart attack.
And for looking after them.
All of this, these things are happening.
That's right.
Which
are coming what? On the earth.
Coming on the earth.
The power of heaven.
Did y'all hear
that?
Shaken. The powers of heaven.
If the power of heaven be shaken, it's gonna be the church gonna be full.
Uh-huh.
Why is that? Why is it like that? Just come to church.
And
which is the Lord?
They're not watching.
Why
is that
be scared to praise the Lord?
Not watching praying.
Sugar, I might have to do a part two with this message because it's a long one.
It's good.
It is.
Yeah.
Good.
Why do people have to be shook up? The worship, to obey God. You know, Jesus knew. He was talking then, what's happening now.
Amen. Right.
And what's happening now is what he was talking about then,
yeah.
Because it's a sign of what?
The end.
That he's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop you right here because I can keep going with this. Out there, what's going on out there in the program? What's going on out there? He's the manager of Walmart. Huh? You come out there, what y'all doing?
That'll get some
attention. We're hooking up.
We have our flyers ready. We got to tell who Jesus is. We're watching for him to come.
Hey, that's the cap of my message right now. Huh?
All right.
We watching for Jesus.
Watching for Jesus.
We don't know what time he's going to do it.
That's right.
We might have 10 more lookups. I got that. But one of those lookups,
tell us what day.
Jesus is going to come in the sky.
Tell us what day.
I guarantee you.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus comes. He said he was coming. Oh, how?
As a thief in the night.
In the night.
In the rest, he said he was coming how?
On a cloud.
You witness. Come on now. He's going to come on a cloud.
Everybody's going to know
like a
when
big
they see
bang. You know you talk about the bang?
They're going to see it.
Jesus is the big bang.
God.
And when he come on that day, Ted, it's going to be a big bang. If you don't look up in the sky, when we all get together looking for the sky, that day, you're going to look in the sky. You're going to see who?
Jesus.
Sitting where?
In the cloud.
On the cloud.
In great glory.
Thank you, Jesus, huh? Yes. He's going to shout.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's going to shout with a loud voice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If anybody's going to get your attention that day, you're going to get everybody's attention.
Yes.
Donald Trump. Huh? Yes. I don't care who it is.
Yes.
Obama.
Yes.
All of them.
Amen.
They're going to look.
Yep. Billions of people worship the Pope.
Uh-oh.
But the Pope is going to be looking too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Huh? He's going to be looking up in the sky. Yeah. Ooh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
He sure is God.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Hallelujah.
If you don't get nothing else out of this message, nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Get this. Watch.
And pray.
Those two go together. You know, water and cool, they go together.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. They go together.
Yeah. All right.
So you remember, watch. That's our job from this point on.
Watch and pray.
So I'm not telling you to run down the street praying and hollering and carrying on. You can just pray what prayer?
In your heart.
That prayer in your heart. Our prayer.
What kind of prayer did you use?
The prayer the Lord gave us.
What did you use? What did you say?
Our prayer.
And what prayer is that?
The prayer that the Lord gave us.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
On earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Easy prayer. Who can't even see you? Little girls over there.
Little girls know it.
The preacher, start standing with him. He said, "Little
girls know it."
Just really it.
Amen.
I guarantee you, boy, that's one prayer. That's one prayer that the Lord will respond to.
Yes. Amen.
That's some prayer that the Lord is sick of.
No.
Okay. Listen.
Huh?
He the one gave it to us.
He would never get sick of that.
No.
But that's prayer that God about. Is sick of.
Which is?
Huh?
A prayer that's
just
in vain.
Prayer that's worrying God.
Reputation.
Lord, I want a husband.
Those times.
My husband. Give me that husband. It's not your husband. He ain't got a wife.
Say that prayer miss.
Y'all catch that?
Yeah.
That's some prayer God is sick of.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's one prayer that I guarantee you, if we all understand at the same time, he'll answer you listening to every one of us.
All
right. If you miss a beat, he knows you missed a beat.
Yeah.
Go back and start all over.
All right.
Now, I guarantee you now.
Amen.
When you get 40 years old and older, and you say this prayer. You know this prayer by heart.
Right.
You know this prayer by heart. You know
that's
you
right.
do. But the devil lets you think that you missed on you. That time, did you see my prayer today? Come on now. Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I know I said it, but then I'm going to get off of this. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all pray for me.
Amen.
Keep on doing what?
Watch and pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.